But first, most companies sending you bills are ramping up their efforts to go paperless and send these accounts to you via email. Now, it's nothing new. And for somebody like myself, who is computer savvy, I'm okay with it. But what isn't fair is companies charging for sending you paper bills when they used to be included in your fees and charges, and particularly older listeners or seniors who want that letter in the post. Now, companies need to be considerate. They need to be flexible. But sadly, many are finding ways, albeit a few dollars, to charge for paper statements. So I need your help today. We've been on this before, but I want to know from you on 9221 882, which companies are still stinging you a paper bill fee and how much are you charged? Alternatively, if you've queried the company charging you for paper bills, have you had any success removing that fee? 9221 882. Hit the phones and I'll give you a ticket in our weekly meat raffle where you can win a meat tray thanks to Tory Butchers. A $100 voucher for you to go and spend on whatever you want, $100 worth of meat. So which companies still sting you for a paper bill fee? How much are you charged? Or are there some good eggs in the community? A couple of companies who, when you have queried why you're paying a fee to receive a paper bill, they have turned around to you and said, no, you don't need to pay it. 9221 882. Let's bring in the Executive Director of Keep Me Posted, Kelly Northwood, because tomorrow Consumer Affairs Ministers are going to be discussing this very issue. Kelly, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
We have spoken to you on the program a couple of times about this because it is a real bugbear of mine. And finally, hopefully, the Consumer Affairs Ministers are starting to listen.
Yes, thank you for your support and for your listeners' support. It's terrific to be able to talk about it again. We're hoping this is a final step and from Consumer Affairs Ministers. We're hoping that we get support tomorrow. But more importantly, we've said from day one this could be resolved really quickly if the government put up a private members bill or supported a private members bill. We've had two put up in federal parliament, but government hasn't supported yet. So this could be resolved. Common sense could prevail. But hopefully, at least if tomorrow we get a positive support, that's one step closer.
Let's hope so, Kelly. What are you told? What can the price that customers are charged for receiving a paper bill vary from? A couple of cents up to, what, $5 or $6, I imagine?
I wish it was a couple of cents. We've seen probably the lowest has been $1.75. The highest has been $7.50. But the average is about $2.50 we're seeing.
How do companies justify this, Kelly?
We've certainly asked. We've certainly written to all the companies and asked for a breakdown. A lot have said it's because of postage increases. Australia Post is a supporter of this campaign. We've worked with Australia Post. Industry is a supporter of this campaign. We've looked at them. We've broken down all the price and costs, and it's 98 cents is what these companies pay on average. They pay a lot less than we do. So that 98 cents includes the envelope, the print, and the postage. So where $2.50 comes from, we remain perplexed.
Yeah, $2.50, and then some so-and-sos are charging $7.50 when it should be 98 cents. As I said, I'm in the position, Kelly, I'm computer savvy. I'm happy to receive paperless bills these days, and I archive them accordingly. But to a lot of people in our community, they still like to receive a bill in the post. They might not be as internet savvy or have the opportunities to go on and download their bills.
Digital ability, and look, we do know the research is saying it's more vulnerable citizens, whether they're unemployed or on disability pensions or new start allowances, or even aged citizens who are far more savvy in a paper-based environment. We also see there's a lot of people out there who may have access to computers but just simply have a preference for paper. That's just how they manage their financial affairs, and that's their preference. We argue it's the cost of doing business. It's as simple as that.
Yeah, and it was something that was absorbed by companies for so long that I would imagine most people have gone paperless. So it's probably just a small section of customers who still ask for paper bills, and therefore they'd be saving probably 90% of their customers, I'd imagine, would be asking for their bills to be coming through to them paperless. So there's only probably 1 in 10 customers turning around saying, can you send me one in the post? Sure, we can absorb that cost. No, we're going to sting you $5 or $6. It's not fair.
It's not fair, and it's not fair for the ways around some of them, the banks and so on will argue, well, there's exemptions. We give exemptions to vulnerable peoples, but try and work out what those exemptions are or try and get an exemption. It's actually really complicated. So we just ask for a bit of common sense. Don't charge it the cost of doing business and move on, you know.
Good luck with it tomorrow, Kelly. Keep us posted.
Thank you very much. Thanks for your support.
Kelly Northwood is the Executive Director of Keep Me Posted.